how about the containers you use to feed your animals?
Well, you just take a bucket or something and carry the corn or, you know, out. Or the oats, you give the horses and mules oats and corn. And you'd always have a bucket of some kind to carry it out in.
How about for your pigs?
Well, you carry that slop in a pail, bucket of some kind. Mm-hmm. And you give the pigs corn, too, to get them fat, you know. Mm-hmm. It's getting ready to kill, they'd always give them corn.
How about in the kitchen? Utensils you use in the kitchen?
No, we just had utensils. Practically like these. There just wasn't many of them. Except now we had pots, iron pots to boil in. Mm-hmm. And also the fries. Fried in iron fries.
How about those big black containers? We have a special name?
You got a pot? Well, you could have a fry, and they had ovens, too, what you call an oven. And you could roast, cook roasters in them. And then some people, a lot of people used to have those pots and fry. They would have a fry. They had fireplaces. And they would pull out coals and put this big fry. It had legs on it. Over there and put a little few coals on it. And they would put biscuits and cook biscuits in there. They'd place those biscuits in there, cut them out and put them in there, or make them out some way, and put those biscuits in there, and they'd have an iron lid. They'd put that lid on the fire. I've seen them do that. And then they would get it hot and then put a few more coals on there for the fire and place it over those biscuits. And it brown and cooked so pretty. And cook cornbread the same way.
Well, when you were washing, I know now you have your washing machines and everything, but when you didn't have your washing machines, how did you wash your clothes?
Well, at that time, we had tubs. And we had pots, wash pots, these big black wash pots, all about 10 or more gallons of water. And we would, make a fire around it and boil it, get your water hot, and then you'd use it, take it to wash in. So much in your tub, put your clothes in, and soap pile and things. Wash them like that. Then we had a rub boot, some wood and some tin rub boots.
And I guess you wet them the same way.
Yeah, you put them in there and wet, wet the clothes? Sure you did. You had to put them in the tub and pour this water over them. You see, in the tub, mm-hmm. And before you could wash them. And you wash them, and then you put them in that pot and boil them then. And then you take them out of that pot after they boil so long with powder. Then you take them out and rub them good again on the board. And then rinse them with two and three waters and hang them out. And you always had a bluing, a box of bluing. You blue your water so your white clothes would be pretty and white.
You wash your dishes the same way?
Well, no, you had to wash those in dish pans. We had big, nice dish pans to wash dishes in and dish cloths, just like we had now. Only we didn't have the fancy kind. We just take a flour sack, a meal sack, and hem it, tear them and make two out of one. And that's what we make dish towels out of. And also dish, for dishes. Smaller than large.